Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 10 up to 27, Pretoria 12, 29 and Polokwane 13, 26.
On the roads, traffic moving slowly in Midrand, just normal traffic pressure at this time of the afternoon. So slow on the N1 North from the Buccleuch interchange to Samrand Road, and then in Lindro Park there's a stationary vehicle on the N3 South before Marlborough Drive, causing queuing traffic there.
In your sport headlines, the Proteas women struggling at 98 for 3 after 16 and a half overs against England at the World Cup, and Orlando Pirates and Al Ahly paired in the CAF Champions League draw.
The MK party confirmed the resignation of its parliamentary leader, John Hlobe, from the Judicial Service Commission. Hlobe was barred from sitting on the commission by the Western Cape High Court last month. This is now due to his impeachment by the same commission over misconduct earlier this year. The party says his resignation is with immediate effect. The ANC in Tswane, meanwhile, says its National Executive Committee has concluded the selection process of a mayoral candidate for the city of Tswane. The city has been without a mayor following the ousting of the DA, Celia Brink, last month. Here's the ANC in Tswane Secretary, George Machila.
We are getting information that the officials have concluded that process. As to what it means, it's something that we cannot confirm for now, but we are told it is done.
And a 43-year-old drug mule became the 14th person in 8 weeks to be arrested for trying to smuggle drugs through the OR Tambo airport in Johannesburg. He too had several so-called drug bullets in his stomach, and there are fears that the sheer amount of the drug bullets put his health at risk. Meanwhile, Jacaranda FM spoke to a lawyer who represents drug mules. Natasha Otrebski from Otrebski Attorneys says 98% of the drug trafficking clients she's representing are women.
These are normally women that have children. They are young and vulnerable, and they like the idea of, I'm going to take quick money, and they call it so-called easy money, although it's not an easy thing to do. I don't think that they realize the consequences of this.
And 1 year ago today, Hamas carried out a deadly attack, claiming the lives of more than 1,200 people and taking hostage 250 people in Israel. Now, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies held a memorial today, as did supporters across the globe. Now, Lotus Lachav from the kibbutz near Oz recalled surviving the terrible day with a mother in a safe room.
They entered about seven. It sounded like about seven big men. They were shooting inside the house, breaking things, shouting to each other, and they reached the safe room's door. At that moment, I thought that this makeshift lock that we did doesn't have a chance, but somehow it worked.
And finally, let's end off in South Africa, where paddling star Kira Bester claimed the overall world championship title at the ICF Canoe Ocean Racing World Championships in Madeira, Portugal. The 22-year-old completed the 21-kilometer race in just under 2 hours, beating fellow South African Michelle Brein by 22 seconds. I'm Marlene Fouchier, Wefnies de Uur. The MK se parlementêre leier John Hlobe het bedank as lid van die regterlike dienste kommissie.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no. Try to make me go to rehab. I won't.